From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Resilience, good manners, and supportive parents can take a person far in life. Stay with us to hear Sash Reese's story on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Sash Reese Smith is an attorney at law by profession. Her mother, Maxine Brown Dormer, more popularly known as Auntie Maxine, is a fish vendor at the New Forum Fishing Village in Port Moresby, St. Catherine. Miss Maxine is an established businesswoman who manages M&A seafood business in the village and used her profession to send her daughter to school loan-free from the primary level right up to university. Her customers include but are not limited to householders, restaurants, hotels, and the export market.
I went to the best high school. I went to university. I had no student loan, and it was all because of my mother, her fish vending, her saving, her foresight, and everything.
Sash Reese attended Naglehead Primary, Campion College, the University of the West Indies, and Norman Manley Law School.
I guess for the most part, I had a pretty normal, standard childhood. My mother, although I'm sure she had to make several sacrifices, never showed it. We never knew it. I think we almost took it for granted. We're really well cared for. And I think it took age to really understand the level of sacrifice and the hard work that she put in.
Miss Smith describes her mother as a diligent woman who provides for and supports her family.
It's just now that she's really been able to enjoy what she has worked hard for. But she has always been a hard worker, a hard saver, and a smart worker as well.
Miss Maxine is a member of the New Forum Fishing Village Benevolent Society, a community-based organization. A primary objective of the society is to boost productivity in the area. The society recently partnered with the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF, Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP, National Youth Service and other partners to host a summer camp for children 8 to 16 years old.
Corporate Jamaica has really backed us. That made a lot of things possible.
The camp targeted youth within the fishing village and engaged them in life skills, arts and craft, and increasing self-awareness under the theme, Empowering the Young Minds of the Future Generation.
On day one, we had 46 children. At every single interval, we had surplus of children. So we definitely were able to reach the children.
Approximately 50 youth benefited from the initiative.
It's a very fun camp. You will learn things that are very important in your life. And if you can, please make the effort to attend.
Port Henderson resident Shaquan McCarty. Shaquan says the presentation has helped him understand that teenage pregnancy is not an easy job. The New Forum Fishing Village Benevolent Society works closely with the Jamaica Constabulary Force to improve police-citizen relations. Ms. Smith uses her legal expertise to give back to the community as an advisor to the Benevolent Society. The society will be hosting a health and legal fair in October and is making preparations for an official launch. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjoui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.